Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into old-school DNB swing in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to take one raw break and turn it into something that feels alive, nasty, and fully arranged. Not just a loop, a real drum section that can carry a drop, a breakdown, or a switch-up without falling flat. This is the kind of move that sits right in the FX zone of drum and bass production, because the break is doing more than keeping time. It's creating movement, tension, and character. That's especially important in jungle and darker rollers, where the drums are often part of the identity of the track, not just the support underneath it. So let's build this in a way that actually feels musical. First, start with a clean audio track and drop in a classic old-school break. Amen-style energy works great, but any raw break with clear transients will do. Set your tempo around 170 to 175 BPM for a standard DNB feel, or pull it down a little if you want the deeper roller pocket. Turn warp on, and use beats mode. That's usually the best starting point for breaks like this. Keep reserve set to transients, and don't overdo the warping. You want the break to keep its original push and pull. If the sample already has a little swing in it, that's a good thing. Don't flatten it into something too perfect. Here's the mindset. In DNB, controlled instability is the magic. You want the break to feel human and slightly unpredictable, but still tight enough to hit hard on a system. Now let's slice it. Right-click the break clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Set it to slice by transients if the break is clean enough, or by 1/8 if it's messy and you want something more predictable. Choose Drum Rack as the target. That gives you a playable set of pads with individual hits, weird in-between textures, hats, ghost notes, and snare fragments all separated out. At this stage, don't think of the slices as equal. Think in rolls. Some slices are anchors, some are chatter, some are fill material, some are just atmosphere. That little mindset shift makes arranging way faster, because now you're not browsing random hits. You're auditioning functional pieces. Clean up the rack a bit. Delete the useless slices. Rename the important ones so you actually know what you're reaching for. Kick, snare, hat, ghost, rim, texture. Keep it simple. You're building a palette, not a museum. Now open a MIDI clip and start programming a two-bar phrase. This is where the groove becomes a performance instead of a loop. Anchor the backbeat first. Snare on 2 and 4. Then support it with kicks on 1, maybe a pickup before 2, another around 3, and a little movement leading into 4. After that, sprinkle in ghost slices and small top fragments around the grid. Think 1E, 2A, 3E, 4A kind of places. These little notes are what create the old-school chatter. Keep the main snare hit solid and confident. Those are your anchors. Then let the ghost notes breathe around them. For velocity, keep your ghost hits lower, somewhere around 25 to 70 depending on how much presence you want. And for timing, don't be afraid to nudge a few of them a little late, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds. That tiny drag is part of the swing. It's what makes the groove feel greasy instead of stiff. If you use the groove pool, start subtle. Something around 54 to 58% swing is enough to get the feel without making it sound like a preset. Keep random low. This is not about chaos. It's about pocket. If the break already has groove in the source audio, use less groove processing and do more manual timing edits. That's an important intermediate point. Old school swing is not just about slapping on a swing percentage. It's about placement. How the slices sit against the grid matters just as much, if not more. Now let's make the break actually sound like a finished DNB drum section. Start on the drum rack chain or the drum bus with drum bus. Add a bit of drive, maybe 5 to 15%. Use transients if you want extra snap. Keep boom very low unless you specifically want more low-end weight. Then add saturator after that. A few dB of drive, soft clip-on, and you'll get more bite and density without crushing the life out of it. Use EQA to clean things up. High-pass any unnecessary rumble from the top slices. If the loop feels boxy, trim a little in the 250 to 400 Hz range. If the cymbal fragments get harsh or spitty, tame that area around 6 to 9 kHz. Then use glue compressor with a modest setting, just enough to hold the kit together. You're aiming for around 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Not a smashed, lifeless drum bus. If you want more grit, use Redux slightly on a parallel layer or send. Don't turn the whole thing into digital mush. Just enough texture to give it that worn underground edge. Now we move into the FX part, which is where this lesson gets really fun. Set up a few return tracks, one for reverb throws, one for delays, and maybe one for filtered noise or atmosphere. For reverb, Use hybrid reverb or standard reverb with a decay somewhere around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, and roll off the top end so it doesn't get splashy. For delay, use echo with a synced 1/8 or 1/4 note, moderate feedback, and a heavy low cut so it stays out of the way of the bass. If you want more atmosphere, use a filtered texture or even a resampled break ambience loop with auto filter moving slowly over time. Now automate those sends with intention. This is the key. Don't drown the whole break in effects. Use them like punctuation. Throw the last snare before a phrase change into reverb. Add a bit of delay to a rim shot or hat stab at the end of an 8-bar section. Open a filter over the final 1 or 2 bars before the drop. Briefly increase feedback on a fill. Then snap it back. These are small moves, but in fast music they make a huge difference. They tell the listener, something's changing right now. That's why effects are so useful in D&B. You only have a short amount of time to signal structure, and these throws help the arrangement speak clearly. Now let's arrange the break like a proper D&B section. A simple structure could look like this. First 8 bars are filtered and sparse, with ghost notes and top end space. Bars 9 to 16 bring in the full break and bass. Bars 17 to 24 add variation, maybe with a few extra hat slices or a fill every 4 bars. Then bars 25 to 32 strip things down or switch things up before the next section. If you're aiming for a darker roller feel, keep the arrangement functional. Don't overfill the first 8 bars. Save the biggest break edit for bar 9 or bar 17. Leave enough room for DJ-friendly mixing and bassline swaps. In a lot of great D&B, the power comes from contrast, not constant density. And that leads to one of the most useful coaching notes here. Use contrast inside the loop. If every bar is equally busy, the groove stops breathing. A strong old-school feel often comes from alternating dense and sparse moments. Let one element stay boring. Maybe the snare stays steady, maybe the kick path stays simple, maybe the sub stays locked. That way the edited break can feel active without becoming clutter. You can also layer a support drum track if the break needs a bit more impact. A clean snare clap layer can sharpen the backbeat. A low kick layer can add weight if the original break is thin below 100 Hz. Tiny hat ticks or shaker noise can help with stereo motion. Just keep it minimal. The support layer is there to reinforce, not to take over. Use EQ to carve the layers apart. Keep low energy focused where it belongs. Let the snare layer add a little body and presence. High pass the top noise aggressively so it stays out of the way. If you're making heavier rollers or darker neuro-influenced drums, clarity matters more than sheer layering. A couple of mistakes to avoid here. Don't over-quantize every slice. Keep the snare anchored, but let ghost notes and fills sit a little loose. Don't use too many slices at once. A great D&B break usually feels selective, not crowded. Don't wash the whole thing in reverb and delay. Use effects on specific moments. And don't overdrive the whole drum bus just because you want excitement. Let the transients live. Also, pay attention to tails. Chopped breaks often get messy because tiny releases stack up. Trim them, fade them, or shorten the sample tails so the groove stays tight. And check your work at low volume. If the swing disappears when you turn it down, the pattern is probably relying too much on texture and not enough on timing. Here's a very practical move. Resample your arranged break to a new audio track once it's feeling good. Then chop that resample again. A lot of the time, this gives you tighter and more finished edits than endlessly tweaking the original slice rack. Resampling is not just a bounce step, it's a decision tool. It helps you hear whether the groove actually works as audio. If you want to push the lesson further, try a few variations. Create a micro roll before a section change by duplicating a snare or hat slice into 1/32 or triplet bursts. Keep the velocity descending so it feels like a pickup, not a machine gun. Try a call and response approach where one bar is more open and the next is more active, then swap them every 2 bars. Or make 3 versions of the same groove, one clean, one with extra ghosts, one stripped down. Then launch them in sequence to create a performance style arrangement. You can also get clever with stutters and pitch shifts. Repeat one transient briefly before the snare, but use it sparingly. Or pitch a few slices down for weight, or up for tension, especially on fills and transition hits. A little triplet fill near the end of a phrase can make the next downbeat feel huge when you return to straight swing. Before we wrap up, here's a clean mini practice exercise. Build a 4-bar old-school swing phrase using just one break. Slice it by transients. Program a 2-bar groove with snare on 2 and 4, plus a few ghost slices. Nudge some notes late and lower their velocities. Process the drum bus with drum bus, saturator, and glue compressor. Set up one reverb return and one delay return. Automate a single reverb throw on the last snare of bar 4. Then resample the result and listen back in mono. That last step is important. When you check it in mono, you'll hear whether the groove is really working or whether it only feels good because of width and texture. So the big idea here is simple. Slice the break, humanize the timing, shape the drum bus, and use FX as arrangement tools. Keep the snare strong. Let coast notes swing the groove. Use automation to create phrase movement. In DNB, the break has to do more than repeat. It has to drive the track forward with tension, attitude, and control. That's the old school swing workflow in Ableton Live 12. Tight, gritty, alive, and ready to hit.